fingers just always, I know you're coming off a finger, but as an NBA player, are they just always jammed or dislocated or hurting?
Yeah. I mean, I was just messing with Donovan because I have a messed up pinky from college that I played through. So, yeah, your finger's always going to get messed up. It happens. So, I'll be all right. Keep working through it. Keep trying to keep the range of motion through it.
You mentioned your parents or your family's coming in today. Is there more excitement in your family because it's your first game with Donovan as a pro?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, we used to carpool to Riverside Church and the city gym all the time just to get to practice because we live so close to each other. So for them, it's very exciting. And again, it's still weird, like seeing Donovan every day, knowing that. So it's a good feeling for both our families.
Obviously, you know, you've been in the league for a few years. How do you compare, you know, maybe tomorrow night with the Jazz, you know, your first game with them officially compared to when you were rookie with the Warriors? Like, have you ever thought about, like, how different it's going to be maybe?
Yeah, but not really. I mean, again, for me, I just think about it as, like, you played basketball your whole life. So it's just like another day. Obviously, it's different. You have different coaches, but again, it's still the game of basketball. So that's one thing I always try to remember going into any game, whether it's the most important game or least important. I mean, I treat it all the same. So I just go in there with the same mindset, like you've been playing basketball your whole life, so just go play basketball.
So some of those games in middle school, your first game of the year then too?
Yeah, that's how I've just been like thinking about it throughout my whole life.
Have you thought about it all, how different of a player Donovan is now than he was, you know, AAU days and even at Louisville? Talk to us about how he wanted to just dunk everything right back then and now, you know, like he was honestly shooting like Damian Lillard in the playoffs last year. So like, what has that progression been like from your end?
It's hilarious. For me to say, he'll say the same thing. Don didn't have, like, all the stuff y'all see Don doing now, he didn't do none of that in college. Like, not in college, but in, like, AU. He would just go hard right and try to dunk on people, like, catch lobs. Like, you know, the handle he has now, the way he shoots the ball, he didn't play like that at all. So it's just hilarious that everybody's like, oh, like, Don was so good. Like, he's been good. I'm like, yo, if y'all saw Don when he was younger, he had none of this. Like, the way he finishes around the rim, like, he got so much better. Like, so much better. And it just shows the hard work he's put in. But, yeah, like, if y'all saw Don's AAU highlights when he was, like, 15, you would – first of all, he had a damn near ball head. That was all of us when we were that age, though. But he damn near had a ball head, and all he would do is go right, catch lobs. But now he's turned to a hell of a player.
When do you think that click for him is like, okay, this isn't enough. I need to add all these different skills to it.
I think it's just because his mindset. His mindset today is just to prove people wrong. And that's what he goes into every day. I remember just when we were younger, we would just try to – people that would be ranked ahead of us or anything, we'll go out there and prove to them, like, yeah, we're better than these dudes. So it's just funny for even both of us just to be here just because we've both been doubted our whole life, both been – trying to just prove a lot of people wrong and what the two soft kids from Westchester were. And we were playing in the city all the time in Harlem, Brooklyn, Queens. We were known as the two kids from Westchester. And I feel like we've accomplished a lot.
Flip side of that, what would current you say about AAU version of you?
Not the same player. I was skinny as hell. Like, I was super skinny. So I didn't play like this bully ball aggressive way. But now I've definitely changed a lot.
What did you do as a player back then, being less skinny?
Run the floor and catch lobs. Like I didn't really have a lot of handle back then. I couldn't like handle the ball. Didn't shoot like mid range at all. I was just going to the basket. So I've changed a lot in my game. Didn't really post up at all. Like, I was just too weak.
What have you learned, you know, since joining the Jazz? What's been the biggest transition in your game?
For me, it's just having a lot of space out there. I mean, the way people play the Jazz, a lot of shooters. So for me, it's just having all that space to even when I drive, knowing that they might help or might not. And if they help, I can kick it to a shooter. So it's definitely cool being out there playing with these guys. And it's fun. I mean, it's always fun playing basketball.
As a regular season opener coming tomorrow, and you kind of look at how this team's come together through OTAs, preseason games, how do you view where this came out? Obviously, you know, the way you finish, you know, you weren't up on it, but they've got high expectations. How do you kind of view the mentality of this team as things are about to go through?
I feel like we're very hungry. Hungry to, again, prove people wrong, just go in there, show what we can do, and have fun doing it. So I feel like we're a very hungry team this year.
What does the night before the season opener look like for Eric?
Call of Duty.
Same as last night.
Play some Warzone. I mean, that's pretty much it. Maybe watch you tonight.
What episode are you on? What episode are you on?
I'm on six. Six or nine.
Love is crazy. That's all I have to say. I'm into there.
Oh, no.
She's psycho.
You haven't started it?
No, but we know Love is Crazy. That's like...
Whew, you went for a rude awakening. I'll tell you that.
There's no, like, watching maybe other games on TV tonight. The NBA games are just, you know, maybe Call of Duty and you.
Nah, I'll watch the NBA games tonight because it's like 4-1 tonight, right? I know Nets, Bucks, Warriors, Lakers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll do a little bit of everything. I mean, I'll be playing my Call. Right now, I'm not set up fully, so I'll be playing my Call of Duty on the laptop so I can multitask that. I play my Call of Duty, watch the game. And then go when I lay down and watch you. Just hope I don't have no nightmares.
So you don't watch you before you go to sleep.
What you mean?
Why not? That will give you nightmares.
Nah, low key, but like, not really.
Did you pick that up once you got to Utah, or is that a league like you?
Oh, no, I used to watch you when it first came out. When it first came out, I watched you.
You've never heard? Yeah, he didn't.
I never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah. They talk about it, but I have no idea what it is.
Ooh, you in for awakening if you watch it too. I'll tell you that. That show is a great show.
It's addicting.
Netflix, y'all did a great job. But that's it's addicting. I'm saying they did a great job. I didn't know it started. I'm just saying the show.
No, they did a great job.
I'm saying Netflix, they did a great job. I'm saying.
It was canceled actually, and then Netflix picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you was.
Quality.
That's a quality show. Right,
I'll let you know how it goes.
Man. You're gonna end up binge watching the whole season in one night.
He has to do one and two, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then get the three.
Two might be the second craziest one. So season two is great.
I had one question that's a normal question. What show are we talking about?
Well, we had TV reviews on.
I missed the normal. What show is this?
You.
Oh, okay. I just was wondering which finger and how's it doing?
Oh, my index finger. But it's good. It's getting better every day.
Yeah. Do you have to wear a splint or anything on it?
Yeah, when I'm not. I'm not doing anything, I'll wear a splinter and a compression sleeve.
Okay.
And ice it, do all that good stuff.
Okay. Then will you say your last name for me? Because I hear a lot of people say it differently.
I've been getting that my whole life. It's fine. It's Pascal.
Pascal.
Well, a lot of people say Pascal, Pascal.
Pascal.
Yeah, but I've been hearing it. I heard a different person. Okay.
Rascal Pascal.
He's a rascal.
Yeah.
Pascal.
I wouldn't say
rascal.
I'm a rascal, but that's the way to remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably so.
What you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it.